6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and it's Monday, March 7th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us, you homeschool moms and homeschool kids. Hopefully you're letting the kids break away to listen to what's going on in the world because things aren't pretty. We'll get to that in just a minute. Of course, we always try to throw in a little humor, a little levity in the show to break up the monotony of the doldrums that we might inflict on people. I'm trying to be positive here, folks. I really am. We've got 10% off of North American Urban Spice products and Global Healing Center products this week at the Power Mall, as well as the BOGO deals while supply lasts on Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver and Tranquil products. That's a buy one, get one special. We have a new way you can support the Power Hour with Power Hour memberships. Got a big shout out to our newest level 3 supporter, Kevin Mills. Kevin, welcome aboard. You are definitely a faithful listener. We appreciate you. It all starts when you, and I know a lot of people, some of you get turned off about buying me a coffee and you don't understand what that means. But actually, that's kind of your introduction to our level 1, 2, and 3 support levels to help move the show along, because this is what we depend on, is your shopping at the Power Mall and supporting us as regular listeners. And you get all sorts of perks and benefits, including discounts on your orders at thepowermall.com when you shop online. Just want to let you know that we are streaming live on shortwave frequency 74.490. That's 7.490. You can listen to the previous day's show from 7 to 9 a.m. Central. You can listen to us from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central on 7.490. It's the only frequency we have now, except for that shortwave frequency way up in the megahertz band at 13.845. And let us know by emailing us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's support@thepowerhour.com. If you are listening to the show on that frequency. Obviously, if you want to call to listen to what is going on, 631-359-8232 for those of you who don't have internet. I don't know how you get our email blast. I mean, if you get text messages on your cell phone, you certainly can get our email blasts, and that would be a good thing. And that number usually is posted right there, so you can put that in your little favorites box, and we appreciate that. There are some guests that you might want to know what's happening this week. We'd like to promote. Today, we're going to have a full hour of news and open lines, taking your phone calls, discussing what's going on in the world today, what's troubling you. At noon, we're joined by Joseph Meyer from StraightMoneyAnalysis.com with his market and economic predictions. We have also Bruce Goodmanson. We told you about that, Success Without College, joining us at 12:30 today. And you're going to love what he has to say regarding the goings-on and how you can get through and get a good-paying career without the liberal education and the strings attached and the money you spend to get it. Michael Letts from the Freedom Convoy, People's Convoy in America, that's right now gathered around Gaithersburg at the Speedway up in Hagerstown. And they're going to be all over the Beltway, as I predicted. Right now they're at the Hagerstown, Maryland Speedway truck stop. They're going to be headed to the Beltway to protest 2,500 vehicles plus in the convoy that began in Adelanto, California. We're going to be talking to Michael Letts tomorrow, as well as Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice. Marjorie Wildcraft comes back on the show from thegrownetwork.org and .com on Wednesday. Thursday, one of my favorite health folks out there, Susan Smith-Jones, with the three common names, PhD, talking all about wellness factors. Friday, Dr. Edward Group will be joining us. He has this online school. You know, this is pretty cool. It teaches people to become their own doctor. I don't think that means self-diagnosing, folks. And whatever you have, that whatever ails you, you always have the opportunity to go find it on thepowermall.com. And speaking of which, we have a lot of people who are still calling the Power Hour, emailing us. One of the things they want to know is where they can find a doctor online that they can trust, because it's so hard. I mean, you go to any of the search engines out there, and it's a crapshoot, right? You want somebody who's a COVID expert. You don't want some mainstream doctor that doesn't know his keister from a hole in the ground. You want somebody that knows what he's talking about, can treat COVID as a power hour listener. You have that advantage over everybody else because he says he will treat COVID patients. If you feel symptomatic, you can call up there and talk to somebody. And you also can, he'll direct you to a pharmacy that'll dispense the off-label medications without charging you an arm and a leg. And the answer to all this equation is mygotodoc.com. And while it's tempting to think that the worst is over, experts are predicting another wave of something. It's always something, fear-mongering, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, you know, COVID is a fact. Colds are a fact. Flu is a fact. It's smart to keep the meds on hand so you can start treatment fast, not wait 3 or 4 days for your doctor to get around to calling it into a pharmacy. You know how that works. Even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID. We know long COVID is real, and it can be debilitating, mind-crippling. A recent large study from the VA of 150,000 vets showed increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. This is one of the reasons why Dr. Syed Haider at mygotodoc.com created this website that we at the Power Hour here believe in. He's a COVID expert, treated over 50,000 people, no deaths. And unlike other sites that basically, you know, plague you with costs and fees, you can register for free and ask questions ad infinitum, ad nauseum. That's the legal jargon. Here's another one for you. Inter alia. That means among other things. Most importantly, they connect you to independent pharmacies that will charge you less than anywhere else for those off-label meds you need. And I think you know which off-label meds I'm talking about. MyGoToDoc.com, your go-to source for COVID-19. You can phone them if you want to talk to a real live human being. 281-219-7367. And now we move on to let's talk about what's going on in the world because everybody always wants to know. I mean, you turn on the TV, you get inundated with all this craziness, right? You're wondering when the next incoming, you know, when we're all going to be screaming, incoming, and there's a nuke on the other end. You wonder. And as much as this, you know, this is like, you know, the husband says, honey, the TV set just reported there's an incoming nuclear warhead headed in our direction. And she's vacuuming the rug. It's like, honey, we have to get to the bomb shelter. What are you vacuuming the rug for? The house is going to be destroyed if a nuke hits it. What are you doing? I'm in denial. Really? You're in denial and you're vacuuming the rug. Well, yeah, I don't want it to get dirty in case the house gets blown up. If the house gets blown off the map, I think anybody that's watched those nuclear videos to see what a what the blast effects will do, you got to wonder about what's going on in the world today and who's provoking whom. Who's pushing whose buttons? Who's poking the hornet's nest? Well, the latest winking, blinking, and nod. That's right. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. What does he go and do? Gives Poland the green light to send fighter jets to Ukraine. I knew you were ready for that. A green light? Really? He's told Face the Nation this. This is crazy. As member of NATO, sure, send fighter planes to Ukraine. And what has... In response to all of this little incursion, what has Russia said? Basically, if any NATO members do anything and stick their nose into any of this, you allow Ukraine to use your airfield, you fly your jets overhead, you are entering the conflict. So, you know, if they launch against a NATO member, and I'm talking about Putin here, and yes, I do appreciate your emails, Gloria from Florida and Ron out there, who had a little comment about my assertion of Putin and his, not only his mental capacity, but the fact that he's a member of the globalist cabal, to an extent. And again, I'm going to clarify this. Putin will do what Putin wants, given the nature of the situation. Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah, Putin loves the fact that, you know, he likes order. I don't know about the New World Order, but he likes order. Yeah, he wants to be part of the global cabal. But the thing is that when it comes to Putin and authoritarianism, Putin is on Putin's side. Putin is not on Klaus Schwab's side. Putin doesn't care about Schwab and what Schwab wants. Putin cares about Russia. Putin cares about power. He cares about power in Russia. That's what he really cares about. He doesn't give a flying rat's patootie about the New World Order and the World Economic Forum and all those people. He could care less. He cares about his economy. He cares about his power grab, much the same as the Biden administration cares about their power grab, secretly extending the emergency for COVID. Oh, what a wonderful thrill to hear that. Well, in the latest headlines, Denis Kyriev, a member of Ukraine's negotiation team, apparently has been killed, and the stories are conflicting. This is the thing about propaganda and wartime, folks, that you don't know what to trust. There is a Ukrainian online newspaper, Ukrainska Pravda, that reported the security service of Ukraine killed a member of their negotiations team suspected of treason. Everybody's got a different story on this, folks. You're just going to have to make up your mind. We know the guy's dead. That's all we can tell you. Somebody took him out. In the meantime, because of all of the issues with the world today, as freaky as things are getting, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has set to splash $10 billion Australian dollars at $7.3 billion in U.S. money. What does he want to do with it? He wants to build a new nuclear submarine base on the east coast of Australia as he warns the world to be ready for a new arc of autocracy. He said the invasion of Ukraine was the latest example of an authoritarian regime seeking to challenge the status quo through threats and violence. This is what autocrats do. You see, we're not even talking about the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, the globalist cabals. We're talking about what many think of as a renegade autocrat. This is what he wants. Anything that favors Putin, Putin wants. This is the way it is. Now, like I said, that situation may change. This is Putin. This is the way he thinks. He will do what is necessary to stay in power, much the same way as the Biden administration will, you know, lie, cheat, and steal to do whatever it wants. And now we're basically, Blinken is using the little incursion thing. You remember what Biden got on the microphone, gas bag from the White House, got on the microphone and started in with this, well, if Putin does a little incursion, well, you just gave him the green light. Well, Blinken just gave Poland the green light. Like, I am sure the Polish people are really going to risk getting themselves blown up. Because I'll tell you what, Putin will send a message, and it might be in the form of kilotons, if you get my drift. This is not a pleasant scenario, despite the fact that Ukraine foreign minister says that China has the tools to persuade Russia to end the invasion. And, you know, this is, again, gobbledygook. Chinese video on TikTok is describing Ukraine as a prodigal son. And what's TikTok done? Basically cut off, like Netflix, cut off subscriptions into Russia. Like they really care about Netflix over there. We have, what, 66,000 Ukrainians returning to the country to take up arms? While the UK's chief of the defense staff has urged Britons not to head to Ukraine to fight against Russia, delivering a clear rebuke to Foreign Secretary Liz Truss after she expressed support for those joining the fight. Now, the British hierarchy doesn't think that's such a good idea to stick its nose in where it doesn't belong. Meanwhile, Russia, remember the tit-for-tat thing going on here, is claiming Ukraine is destroying evidence of U.S.-funded bioweapons programs. Well, you wonder when that was going to come out, right? Don't we already know this? Haven't we already figured this out? I mean, there's going to be a lot of people, and I was just writing about that in the last concept of my book, Doomed to Repeat, because this happens over and over and over again. We have gone through this with AIDS back in the 80s. Now we're doing it again. You know, 20-some-odd years later, with the same garbage that's got a little bit of human immunodeficiency virus laced in with it. So what does it do? It spins off variants. We're hearing from the late Dr. Andreas Nowak, who was murdered by German police 4 days after he released a video showing what was inside the jab. Graphene oxide, which has like little microscopic razor blades that chew away at your capillaries in your brain, causing strokes, entering your heart muscle, causing myocarditis, which is an inflammation of the heart muscle, itis. Anything with itis on it means inflammation. And Western cancel culture has not helped much. It's gone nuclear in targeting an entire country. And, you know, amid conflict in Ukraine, some are actually trying to deplatform the world's largest country by attacking anyone and anything, even remotely associated with it. Now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about Russia. Do you remember what we've got going on now? You know, when 9/11 happened, everybody that was all patriotic, who were they going after? Muslims. They were literally shooting up synagogues, finding Muslims on the street and beating them up. Well, guess what? You know, it's just like you recall the moment when French fries were suddenly renamed Freedom Fries in the congressional cafeteria, an attempt by the Republicans to stick it to the French who opposed the invasion of Iraq. Well, now we're talking about removal of Stolichnaya and other Russian vodka from the store shelves. But it turns out almost none of it imported to the continent is actually made in Russia. The brand Smirnoff or Stolichnaya just sound Russian. A bar in the state of Maryland has also renamed the classic Russian mule cocktail, calling it a Kiev mule. And Magic Mountain Ski Resort in Vermont tweeted a video showing a barman dumping bottles of Stoli, already bought and paid for, presumably down the drain. Apparently unaware, the brand's actually Latvian with operations in Ukraine. Duh. Come on, people. Seriously? You're really going to go there? I mean, this is you, basically, you know, anybody that's out there dumping a perfectly good bottle of vodka down the drain. You know, you could use that for barter material, folks. In the event of a catastrophe, you've got liquor. There are alcoholics out there that would give you a gun. They would give you their gun for a bottle of booze. And you dump it down the drain. What a moron. Ugh, it just irritates me when people don't think first. They don't read through. They just act based on emotion. They do crazy stuff. These are nutty. I mean, we know we're in our own crazy little thing. Zelensky, by the way, Volodymyr Zelensky, has basically claimed that the airport, Vinnytsia Airport, was attacked with 8 cruise missiles by Russia, and that it's completely destroyed the airport. Cynical missile strike completely destroyed the airport. 8 Russian cruise missiles, according to what they're saying. A U.S. company has taken aim at Russia with 1 million bullets for Ukraine. There you go, comrade. The AK-47 assault rifle is known in Russia and Ukraine as the Kalashnikov, developed in the Soviet Union by a Russian small arms designer. So Richard Childress, who serves on ammo, he's on their board of directors. Childress Racing, you remember that? Winner, the 6-time winner of the Cup Series? He is going to send 1 million bullets over to Ukraine. Russia is also passing a law imposing a 15-year jail term for spreading lies about the military. Because now we have all these reports about how many casualties got killed. Ukraine says above 10,000. Russia says around 500. Who's telling the truth? We don't know. We're not there, are we? Again, you know, you got the media out there doing the same thing that they were doing to us here. Yeah, they were. They were doing that to us here with the pandemic. It was fear-mongering. Meanwhile, our friends to the north, thousands of Canadians have locked arms in the coast-to-coast freedom chain to defend freedom. On March 5th, participants rendezvoused along the Trans-Canada Highway, which spans 7,476 kilometers, in an effort to reach across the entirety of the country, starting from British Columbia to Newfoundland and Labrador. Many local gatherings were also organized in different cities across the country as part of the event, calling for unity and for Canadians' charter rights and freedoms to be upheld. Like hell, Trudeau is going to do that. A Quebec email is revealing no scientific basis for curfew, which is now prompting calls for probes into the COVID-19 measures across Canada. See, it's just a matter of time, folks, before all this stuff started to sneak up and bite the hierarchy in the butt, right? Crazy what's going on in the world today as crude oil overseas over $130 a barrel. U.S. crude soaring to over $100 a barrel. That means gas prices are going up. Oh, my goodness. What are we to do? More gloom and doom and despair. Well, we have a cure for that. I have a little spot here that I put together I thought might just kind of take some of the doldrums out of today's conversation. Go ahead and roll that.
Lost your job and found out you don't qualify for unemployment? Wife put your best deer rifle in pawn right at the start of the hunting season? Son run off and joined a cult? Daughter run off with a rock musician, or even worse, a rock station disc jockey?
That's me.
Are you at the end of your rope? Does it make you want to check out? Pull the plug, throw the switch, call it quits? If you're having a tough time coping with life, don't despair. Now there's new Dametol, the wonder drug that takes you beyond the scope of reality so you won't care about life. There's no need for a heavy session of electroshock therapy when you've got new Dametol. Dametol comes in easy-to-swallow capsules. Or, for instant gratification, try Dametol suppositories. Remember, life doesn't have to be depressing anymore. Try new Dametol today.
Yes, I thought you might like a little of that to liven things up on a Monday. I wish we could do that every week. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah. So tomorrow, this is going to be interesting, creating change. We'll talk about the People's Convoy because we're going to be going to the break in a minute here. Traffic on the Beltway encircling the nation's capital was much busier than usual Sunday as the convoy of truckers showed up in force to champion freedom and protest the COVID-related mandates. People are tired. They're fed up, chipped away. We're going to have some more news on that after the break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The
Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, March 7th, 2022, 844-769-2944 is the number to call. It's open lines. What are you waiting for? One of the latest sentencing issues regarding January 6th has happened. A 68-year-old Idaho man who shoved a police officer, struck him with a plastic pipe, and then threw it at a line of officers during the January 6, 2021 breach of the Capitol, was sentenced last week to more than 4 years in federal prison. Duke Edward Wilson of Nampa, Idaho, sentenced by U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth in Washington to a term 5 months longer than sought by federal prosecutors. 51-month sentence was for each charge, but the sentences are going to be served concurrently, according to the judge. And the guy's going to do 3 years of supervised release after his prison term. He gets to pee in a cup for 3 years. Trust me, the federal system will make him serve all 51 months of that before they let him out. He's 68 now. And so, you know, he's going to be older than 72. He's going to be 75 years old, almost 76 by the time he gets done. He is a political prisoner for the rest of his life. This is what they're doing, folks. And when you plead guilty to two felonies, assaulting, resisting, or impeding police, and obstruction of an official proceeding, you know, as part of the plea deal, nine other charges were dismissed, but they've made you an enemy of the state. Understand where I'm going with that, folks. This is what's smart about the Beltway and what the truckers are doing. They're not doing what the Canadian truckers did and marched into downtown Ottawa and parked in front of the Parliament, you know, Parliament Hill. It's not like that. They are smarter than that. They figured out that if we go all the way into the nation's capital and clog up traffic, things are going to get really dirt ugly. I mean, bad. And so when you don't have to worry about a situation like that because you're clogging up the Beltway a little bit, and you're moving in kind of slow motion, you're letting people know, hey, we're here, we are on a mission, but we're not going to totally irritate everyone. Tom in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine. You know, I just heard that. I heard some truckers on the radio this morning talking about $1,000 to fill up their tanks now. And But that's not the reason I called. The reason I called was, you know, we're talking about that, things get really bad. You know, people are buying and selling, food for, you know, storage food and things like that. And
sure,
I'm not doing that. I'm planning on starving. But, I have some extra stuff. But what I wanted to say is what the main thing, I think a main thing that people should have, I studied fasting, and I, you know, not bragging, I've done a lot of fasting. And one of the things that, if you read the, you know, the pros on it, is they suggest taking an enema every day or every other day during, you know, a longer fast or a moderate fast. And that's to clean out the gross obstructions out of the bowel system, which poison the blood. And, you know, I mean, from experience, I know, you know, you take a high enema, you know, when you haven't eaten for days, and you feel a lot better, and you can, you know, go out and get work done and things, and sometimes, you, well, usually feel better than you do normally. You know, there's good days and bad days. But what I'm saying is, I think people ought to think about getting a good enema bottle.
I think DC, I mean, needs to have an enema, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, you're right, and that's, you know, the guy I think is the very best, and you can still get his book. It was written 100 years ago, The Mucusless Diet Healing System by Professor Arnold Arendt. And I've talked to Dr. Group about him before, and he's one of Dr. Group's favorites also. But on page one of chapter one of his book, he says there's one common cause of all disease, and that is constipation. In a word. And, you know, the things where the, you know, the medical establishment wants us to believe that it's some bacteria or virus, those things cannot thrive unless there is, the cells are basically weak or damaged. And, you know, the whole idea with, you know, fasting is, you know, it cleans out the lymph system when, you know, especially after cleaning out the bowel, and then the blood's able to start cleaning itself. When toxins are put in the body every day, the body just doesn't have the resources to get rid of them, and, you know, they become stored, and then fasting allows the body time to get rid of the toxins. That's why a person will think, oh my God, you know, after a few days, I'm starving to death, I feel so horrible. No, that's the body getting rid of the toxins. And, you know, people could be getting rid of drugs they took 30 years ago. But yeah, I'm just saying that if you want to, you know, if you think you might be getting pretty darn hungry in these days to come, you know, and you want to enjoy it, you know, I would say, you know, have a good enema bottle, and, you know, even just a water, warm water, high enema, and you're gonna do a lot better. And
well, yeah, we appreciate that information, Tom, for sure.
It's not something I enjoy talking about, but I know.
I was going to introduce you. If I'd known what the subject matter was, I would have said, well, here's Tom with the latest poop on enemas. Thanks for your call, sir. I appreciate it. You're good. All right. Back to the news again. You remember the little fracas that was going on down in North Carolina? There was a issue with the Democrats down there that they were basically trying to tie the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol to U.S. Rep. Madison Cawthorn, a Republican from North Carolina, to try to bump him off the election ticket. And a federal judge has dealt an open blow to the Democrats to keep GOP candidates out of Congress. And basically, he is now issued an injunction against the North Carolina State Board of Elections, which claimed it had the power to convict Cawthorn of that insurrection and ban him from being on the voter electorate. And so that ruling prohibits them from hearing any challenges on the basis of insurrection. End of story. So, you know, it's really funny how Blinken can get on camera and sit there and tell Poland that it can go ahead and have a little incursion into Ukrainian airspace to help with that country's conflict with Russia, yet he's telling people here that Americans shouldn't join the war, and if you're Ukrainian and you're an American, you should refrain from traveling to Ukraine to enter and help that country's conflict. They have issued a level 4 do not travel warning, and that was a couple of weeks ago that was done. They just had to make it a little bit more public. One of the other things that we'll be talking to Michael Letts about tomorrow is the little quiet extension that the gas bag in D.C. did, extending the COVID-19 emergency powers. You see, once, like British Lord Acton, and I go back to that statement again, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And, you know, when you got that power, you don't want to let go of it. And this is one of the reasons, or another reason, rather, that the People's Convoy is moving slowly around the Beltway twice to stop the government's emergency powers. They're going to keep going. They'll keep doing it. They'll regroup and do it again and again. I have a feeling that we're going to hear a lot more about this. Virginia and Maryland state police previously issued traffic notices saying that they're going to be increasing patrol in the region to mitigate potential traffic disruptions. The thing is they will do the minimum speed limit. They're not stupid. They got this figured out. You know, as long as you're doing the minimum permitted speed, they can't do anything. And they will keep increasing the number of laps. They'll return to Hagerstown Speedway, regroup, and then take off and get right back on the Beltway again and circle the entire D.C. area on the Beltway, which also goes into Maryland and Virginia. So it'll be interesting to hear from Michael Letts tomorrow what's going on. Chad in North Carolina, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning. Thank you. I'm hanging there. I just had a question. I've heard you mention a bunch of times that people had emailed you. I didn't know where the best way to email you was.
support@thepowerhour.com. Oh, trust okay. me, Chad. I get those emails, and I respond to them in writing. I really do. I will answer anybody that emails and makes it to my attention. They will automatically forward it to me, and I will answer it. And it doesn't matter if you want to engage in a little discussion off air. That's fine. If you give a phone number, I have even called some of our listeners and had discussions with them about their input, what they like to see more of, hear more of. You know, we thank Gloria in Florida. She sent a wonderful kudos letter over the weekend that I responded to. Gloria, thanks so much for being a faithful Power Hour listener. And so, I mean, that's support@thepowerhour.com. That's the best email, Chad.
All righty. I had my interesting communication the last day or so that I thought I should forward to you and put things in a real light for people of what's going on, because Putin, a lot of people I've run into, they paint Putin in a positive light, that he's fighting the deep state. You know, he's Christian, he's this, he's that, and that's the facade that they're telling people. I think.
Well, that's
really
part of propaganda. Yeah, that's part of propaganda, yeah. Chad.
So, and there, and of course, there is corruption in Ukraine, but that doesn't mean all the Ukrainians are corrupt, and they're caught in the middle of it. So,
well, it's the same thing with America. There's corruption in D.C., but that doesn't mean all the rest of us are bad.
Right. But we're paying for it. We're paying for it
you
now.
Bet we are. You bet we are.
Gas prices. So, and then they want to try to blame Russia for that, Russia and the Ukraine situation for that. It had nothing to do with it. They started this with the COVID business and cutting off the pipelines, and I don't understand people who can't figure that out. That's why their gas prices are going up. I have a small car. I literally paid $46 to fill up the tank, three-quarters of a tank, this weekend.
Ouch.
Yeah, and a small car, about as fuel efficient as I can, and I have to commute to work every day, so.
Right. Well, just imagine if you're driving one of those big, you know, 250s or 350s or 650s, and you're hauling stuff around, and it's costing $1,000 to fill up your truck, or it's costing, I remember, you know, migrating even in a U-Haul, it would be $125, and that's, you know, last year's prices. I would imagine it would probably be more like $200 today to fill up a U-Haul if you're going cross-country voting with your feet. So I can definitely appreciate the fact that you're trying to do your best in driving a four-banger.
Yeah, you know, I've commented, I don't know what these people, how these people are paying for driving these great big pickup trucks. I mean, they're real pretty, but right now it's they're tightening the noose around our neck. So
no doubt they are. We appreciate it. Thanks, Chad. Yeah, well, I'll look for your email at support at thepowerhour.com. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yes, hello, Dave. I don't know if this question is either here nor there, but I've noticed on the calendar, today Eastern Orthodox Lent begins. And my question is, I don't know if you remember, during the Mideast Wars, they usually either laid down their arms for a day or two or stepped up their fighting during these religious holidays. Do you have any opinion on that?
No, I don't really. War is war, no matter what happens. I mean, people celebrate, you know, everything. I mean, we're celebrating in the middle of Lent right now, and there's a lot of Catholics celebrating that. I've noticed some of the, even the news commentators have ash on their forehead, which kind of tells me, you know, where they're at in their belief system. But, you know, we still have a war going on. US B-52 bombers are flying over Germany and Romania right now.
Yeah, see, the reason I asked is I seem to remember during the Mideast Wars that the Muslims on some high holy days, they would either, like I said, they would slow down according to their religion or step up. I was just curious. That's all, Dave.
Yeah, for sure. That's you know, basically, I think war's war, and whether they do it or not, I mean, that's the thing. I really wasn't paying a whole lot of attention, I'll be honest with you, to the Muslim faith. It's just one of those things that, you know, never had much of an interest in Sharia law. And to me, if somebody's pointing a gun and firing in your direction, I think you're going to drop whatever it is you're doing and pick your weapon up and fire back.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, have a good day now, Dave.
You too, sir. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, and guess what? We have, you remember me telling you that we had, like, I think there's about maybe 50 people in Congress, and that we're talking about the House and the Senate both, that I can actually count that might really have a vested interest in what's going on in Christian conservatism and wanting to do the right things. Well, 8 conservative Republican senators are throwing up a roadblock as Congress races toward this March 11th deadline to pass a new omnibus spending bill or face the prospect of a government shutdown. Let us pray for a government shutdown. I would love to see the government incapacitated for a while, that we don't function well. This government hasn't been functioning well since President Joe Biden, if that's what the media wants to call him. A lot of you don't consider him your president. You consider him a treasoner, a hypocrite, a gas bag. I know how you're thinking. He's not my president. I didn't vote for him. But the fact of the matter is, the state of disunion in America, we should pray for that as well. Because last month, our nation hit a grave milestone, surpassing $30 trillion in federal debt. And our senators do not care, especially Chucky in Child's Play, the one in the sandbox with a knife. He's the one that will stab you in the back. You got to watch it. So 8 senators have demanded that the Congressional Budget Office look into the new spending bill and issue a report prior to everyone voting on it. We need to know, you know, because you're shoving this massive omnibus spending bill in our face with little time to review or digest the spending and the policy, let alone determine how much spending will impact the nation's financial and economic well-being. And according to the writers of the inflation report, that this demand letter to Chucky, they basically said this has to end. You can't keep doing stuff like this. This sends a very, very bad signal to the American people. The negotiations are literally in about 1,000 pieces. No one piece is going to make it or break it. They've been working hundreds of hours into the evening. And according to Patrick Leahy from Vermont, who should not even be in office anymore, he's the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee. He's too old. These people need to go. We need some fresh conservative Christian thinking blood in here. And of course, you know, the people in Vermont keep voting them in because this is the power elite trying to get their message across. We like the way things are. We like the status quo. To hell with the rest of you. It's a sad state in America when these politicians forget who they're really working for. And collectively, they work for we the people, not the other way around. We don't work for them. They work for us. And, of course, Gasbag announced last week that there were going to be changes to the requirements for products purchased by the federal government to be considered made in America. Yep, believe it or not, the 1978 Buy American Act will gradually increase the percentage of a product's components required to be manufactured domestically in order to get that designation. Wow, did you even know that there was such a designation? Under the current rule, 55% of a product is needed to meet the requirement. The change is going to increase that number to 75% of the product by 2029. You see, they drag this out all the way through their administration into the next administration. And I try not to give Gasbag any more credit than I actually can. We understand Andrews Air Force Base, there was a little insurrection going on there last night, about 9 o'clock, shots fired, nobody hit. Arrested one person looking for another. Apparently, Kamala Harris was landing when intruders broke into the base. Why? I have no idea. We'll try to keep an eye on that for you. We're putting out a PDF of the 136-page report. The Epoch Times is alleging the Wisconsin Special Counsel states that there is massive misconduct in the 2020 election. And we're going to make that report available to you in the email blast. I'm hoping you will subscribe to it. Special Counsel John Durham is telling the court not to dismiss the charge against the lawyer, the Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman. That story is included in here. Shane Olave, former Chargers offensive lineman, dead at 40. Stanford goalkeeper Katie Meyer, dead at 22. They, of course, some reports are saying, we don't know what she died from. Everybody automatically might assume she got the jab in order to go to Stanford. Well, her parents are saying that because of the fact she got into a fracas on campus with her teammates, that there was a potential Stanford disciplinary action against her, which caused her to commit suicide, according to TMZ. And here's an interesting article that we dug up. And you just when you think that it's safe to get a vanity license plate, what's really funny is the Alabama plate that's got the little plate marker, you know, the little plate things you screw around in to hold the license plate on. It's a little plastic thing that you screw on the back license plate cover. On top it says FJB. On the bottom it says Let's Go Brandon. Well, the vanity plate shows the Don't Tread on Me snake, and then it says LGB FJB. That's what's on there. And of course, this of course was approved by the state of Alabama when the gentleman applied for it. But it was only a matter of time before somebody, you know, picked up on that and sent Alabama resident Nathan Kirk a message saying, you need to turn your plates back over to the state. You got 10 days to comply or we're going to revoke your truck's registration. The letter said the Alabama Department of Revenue Motor Vehicle Division has determined the above reference license plate contains objectionable language, which is considered by the department to be offensive to the peace and dignity of the state of Alabama. After receiving the letter, Mr. Kirk said nothing about it. It's right. Somebody at Montgomery, I'm assuming, doesn't like it. Now they're throwing a fit. He had the plates approved last fall and been driving with them on his truck for a month. It's absolutely absurd the Motor Vehicle Division would find a series of letters offensive. They granted him the plates in the first place, for crying out loud. But when some smug liberal working in the state government figured out what they meant, they dropped the hammer. Duh. You'd think they would have known that already. Seriously. I think there may be some legislation, some legal action here, actually. You know, as for the vulgarity on the F part of the plate, Kirk Stanza says for forget Joe Biden. He says he's considering taking legal action to keep the plates. I mean, this is no worse than flying around with a Confederate flag and an FJB flag, which I've seen a lot of people do, especially in the southern states. The craziness of it all. And here's a interesting story, and we're talking, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have Bruce Goodmanson, and he's going to be with us on the bottom of the next hour at the 12:30 marker, talking about successwithoutcollege.org. That's his website, but he's going to show you how to do all this without going to school. And an entrepreneurial teen, he's 16 years old, Will Wanish. He had a soft spot for maple syrup. Everybody likes maple syrup on your waffles and pancake. Well, guess what? He is inspiring others by running a thriving company at the age of 16. Seriously, 16 years old, and he is gone into tree sapping. He has his own brand of maple syrup in over 100 stores, tapping maple trees in his own backyard in Colfax, Wisconsin. In 2019, he used money earned working at a neighbor's dairy farm to build his first steel sugar shed. And then he borrowed money from the microloan from a regional business fund, and he furnished that shed with $30,000 worth of specialized equipment, allowing him to collect sap from 3,000 taps on 1,000 threes on land owned by his grandparents and neighbors, and everybody's chipping in to help. Way to go, Mr. Wanish. See, there's an example everybody needs to follow. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be joining Joseph Meyer after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.